Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome. Warm day. It's a little bit breezy. The storms have moved on. Man, we got a lot of rain. Whew. A lot of rain last night. You know what was really cool, though? I don't know if you're like me. I love thunderstorms, but I love sleeping in thunderstorms. Just kind of hanging out and doing nothing. And last night, there wasn't a ton on television. So, if you've been following me, whether it's on Facebook or just on the program and listening, my dog Elmo's been pretty sick. And so anyway, long story short, I have to carry him right now. He's an 80-pound shepherd, or 70, 75-pound shepherdish dog mix. And so he had a vestibular disease. And if you've ever looked it up, it breaks your heart to see, because it's basically like watching a newborn deer try to walk, and they can't. But that's my dog all the time now. And they do recover from this, by the way. He is getting a little bit better each day. Today was the first day he actually walked a little bit with me outside, albeit, falling over. You got to, stay with him and hold him up. So anyway, long story short is I picked him up. I carried him upstairs last night, went up to bed. Mickey came up with us, my other dog, and just laid on bed last night. I put both dogs on the bed. And I laid on the bed last night during those storms, watched TV, fell asleep a little early, but it torrentialed last night. Just torrential rain last night. So, but that is like some of the best weather to sleep in. So I opened the windows just a little bit so I could hear it and just kind of kicked back, relaxed, and got a little sleep last night. So that was last evening. Today we're back at it. A little bit better the weather today, less humidity over the weekend. So it should be a pretty good weekend if you're going to get out and do a few things. The Brewers are doing a few things. They're playing some baseball, inter-squad stuff. And Craig Counsell, early on today, met with the media, and as they've been doing, and you're coming accustomed to now, they're doing it via Zoom conference and media sessions. So I wanted you to take a listen to this. Some interesting stuff coming out of this, not only about some of the player personnel, but about yesterday's scrimmage and the battle that he found the most fascinating during the scrimmage, which they also hearken back to a scene out of a movie. This is Craig Counsell and the media from just a little bit earlier today.
Craig, I'll go first. I was wondering, it was a nice extended outing for Woody yesterday. It's just the beginning of summer camp, but a 5-inning outing is typically the sort of thing you could start to draw some conclusions from in spring training, or at least to see how a guy's throwing the ball. How do you think he's throwing the ball for this stage of his preparation?
I mean, I think just to get, the volume of pitches. So we just, the goal yesterday was to get him up and down 5 innings. And so we controlled the pitches, obviously, but we got there, and I thought he finished, especially, I thought he got better as the outing went along. And so that's exactly what you want to see. The next time he pitches, we will just play the innings kind of straight and just see how it goes. So um, his his preparation and his progression is right on path to where we'd like it to be.
Ask him, Adam. Ask him about opening day. Come on. You're not ready to announce that, I assume, Craig?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Hey, on following up on that, Craig, that was a very good battle he had with Yelich, and it was kind of cool to watch two guys at the top of their game, even in early camp. And I mean, you know, when I say at the top of the game, I'm talking about overall, you know.
Right.
Yelich's an elite hitter. Woody's evolving into an elite pitcher. That was kind of cool. And what about Woody and his evolving since you first seen him?
Yeah, it's a pitcher who's just, he's developing, and right? And it's just, he's getting a little bit better every time we see him. And that's, it's been a very even progression to me. It's been the way it's supposed to happen, the way you want it to happen. I think we all want development to go really fast, but Woody's just taken a nice, you know, logical path, clean path to getting better. And now we're getting to a pretty good place. And I actually think he's in a place where he really wants more. I mean, I think he still thinks he's got a ways to go and can get to a much better place. So it's, I think he's in a great place with still thinking I have room to grow and I'm going to get better. This is going to happen. And so it's a good scenario for us for sure. I will say, that, you know, the moment that the at bat, it was the at bat of the game for sure. Yelich and Woody, the second at bat. And it was because it was just both players, you know, it ended up in a strikeout, but both, it was a long at bat. And Woody made some great pitches and Yelich hit some great foul balls, which you don't say very often, but he did. He hit some great foul balls. He laid off some tough pitches. And then the lightning struck in the outfield. And then you think of the movie. It was for an inter squad game on day two of this whole thing. It was definitely the moment of the day.
That drive that Woody has, Craig, that you guys love, because you don't teach it. They either got it or they don't. That's what's going to make him special one day, right?
Yeah, it's really helping. I mean, and that he deserves a lot of credit for this, for like the path that I just talked about, because it's in large part due to who he is as a person. It's what, you know, we all need to. There needs to be an internal push, right? It can't always be from the outside. And these guys all have it and they show it in different ways, but it's certainly serving Woody really well right now.
Hey, Craig, one more on him. You mentioned that he got better as the outing went on. I was just curious, like, what ways kind of struck you that way? Velocity, other pitches, all the above?
That's just some, just some kind of minor mechanical things, I think. I think one of the things in these outings is just like the Yelich at bat helped him, right? It just helped him get competitive. And that's one of the things that it's sometimes in these outings, it's hard to get because we've manipulated the outings and the outs at sometimes and the runners, but that's at matchups like that help you get into these things. So I think he threw some really good changeups as the game went on. He feels like that's in his back pocket whenever he wants it. And so it's, you know, little things like that is what I'd say.
You've had the opportunity to manage a bullpen with Corey and without Corey these last few years. Just what kind of difference does he make in the end of the game? And also, I was just wondering, how early and often do you expect to be able to use him as he's kind of coming back from the injury?
Yeah, well, we will definitely be careful with his usage as I think everybody falls on that list right now. Corey might have a different set of rules, but I think that is, you know, that whole part of the game is going to be different for at least the first couple weeks of the season for every pitcher. So But Corey's coming back. He has not pitched competitively for 15 months. He hasn't pitched in a big league game. And so, like I said, the first day, recovery with pitchers is at the forefront of our thinking here. We'll have to be careful with that. But I think Corey's stuff from what, you know, I've seen in two appearances so far here this spring or this summer is really good. He's here. It's going to be back. We just need to build a base underneath him that allows him to recover as best he can as we go into the season.
Craig, can you say yet if he continues on the path he's on, would he be on your opening roster?
Oh yeah, I think so. Yes.
Who is on the docket today and some of the pitchers on the docket?
It's Lindblom and Anderson at the start of the game. Mike, do you have any help for me there? Knable. Is Knable? Oh, Knable, Josh, that should be Claudio and Phelps then. Yeah. Those guys are on the same schedule pretty much.
Hey, Craig, any other takeaways from any of the other pitchers that we saw the past couple of days? Some of the younger guys threw, like, you know, Zach Brown, Rasmussen, Bobby Wall even got some.
I'd say I thought J.P. Feierheisen threw the ball well yesterday. He came back, I think, in really good shape. I think he worked hard during the time off. His velocity was actually up a little bit as compared to the earlier camp. Probably yesterday, the guys, I thought Eric Yardley threw the ball really well against his particular matchups. He's tough on the day he pitched. So those are the guys that stick out first. I'm probably missing somebody. I apologize there, but.
Craig Lauer was dealing with a shoulder issue at the end of camp before things got shut down. Is he everything good with him, and is he, you know, back to normal and doing what he needs to do?
Yeah, Eric is joining us today. He has not been with us, so he will join us today. So he'll play catch, but his health, arm health, is doing good. He's been dealing with a non-COVID related illness. He's here today. He's going to throw today. His arm health is we're good.
Anybody else?
Craig, you always keep a dual eye on your team and player development. I know you take a big interest in what, you know, Flanny and all those guys do. They announced the extra guys for Camp Appleton yesterday, and they're mostly prospects, a lot of whom will not be ready to pitch in the big leagues this year. Well, what can they benefit from over there in that extra camp? Obviously, they're not going to be playing games like they would in the minor leagues, but they'll be getting instruction and coaching that I know you guys value, especially in what would have been a lost year otherwise. What can they get out of that, and how important is that to get your top prospects out there doing something?
Well, I think for all clubs, we're searching for the best way to get at least some players development. And, our traditional form of baseball development has been just to play as many games as you possibly can. It's going to look different now. We're going to have to try to gain development in different ways. I think on the pitching side of it, I think we're, you know, pitch development is something you can get some feedback on. They may not get all the feedback that hitters give them, but with the technology, I think we can work on getting, taking steps in pitch development for, you know, a young pitcher like Antoine Kelly. It can be so valuable, just bullpens. And obviously he's going to face some hitters in some mini inter-squad games, but we can help him through, I think, a lot of our development paths with pitch development. And so that's what we'll try to do. I also think we have an opportunity, the interaction with kind of the young and the old players that are going to be together in a very small group can be very, very helpful for some of these guys. I think there's going to be some really cool stories we hear, you know, on the back end of this thing. And you may not hear these stories for a couple of years, but about the mentoring relationships that happen from this camp, you know, of guys that end up in Appleton from this camp and some of our younger prospects.
Craig, one of the names that was in major league camp for you the last couple of years, but he's not on that list of guys that's going to Appleton. Do you have any insight as to why with another catcher going up there instead, Thomas Dillard?
Say that. I didn't hear the first part.
Peyton Henry. He'd been in your last couple camps and major league side, and he wasn't on that list of guys up in Appleton. Just checking to see if you.
Yeah, no. I mean the issue is that the number is 60, and you have to you have to leave people off. That's the best way to say it. You get 60 people. At some point you have to prioritize, you know, you get stuck with a number and you got to stick to that number. I think we have 58 right now, and that's, we've got two spots left. And then I think we can wait and see what happens with this camp to determine, kind of where the next couple spots go.
There you go. That is Craig Counsell a little bit earlier today, and some cool stuff coming out of all of that. We'll kind of dissect it when we come back. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Quick Trip got a lot of good stuff going on at Quick Trip right now. Hey, don't forget, they got the Quickery Cake Donuts, 4 for $1 all the way through the end of the month. So don't forget to stop in there. And they also have Friel Friday, Friel Shakes, only $1.99 as well. They've got the Quickery Cookies for $2.99 a 12-pack, the Kitchen Cravings 5-ounce sirloin steaks, 3 for $5, and that brand-new pothole pizza, which is fantastic. Try that as well. That's from our friends at Quick Trip. We've got more of the Bill Michael Show coming up next.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Hey, our friends at Schulze Family Farms, they got a lot going on. I want you to remember that, yeah, there's going to be some live sports eventually. Now, we're not going to be at this stadium tailgating. I wish we were, but we're not. We all know that. If you're like me, and I do a lot of grilling out, set up your own tailgate. And I've been doing that. I'm going to do this with some Facebook Live stuff and some video stuff coming up here. When we get sports back, but do your own tailgating at home. Set up your own tailgate party right there on the patio while you're watching the big game. And don't forget, Schulze Family Farms Beef, they've got the mouthwatering meats to make your tailgate bash a hit. The Schulze family, they've been providing delicious pasture-raised beef in Humbert, Wisconsin for 3 generations. They got a wide variety of steaks, roasts, ground beef, even some tasty beef snacks. It's all just a mouse click away at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. And your customized order, that's going to be shipped and packed on dry ice and arrive on your doorstep or at your summer cottage or at your rental in just a few days. That's right. They can deliver it anywhere. And you, as far as the campers go, when that stuff shows up, just leave it in the box. It's all on dry ice. It's going to stay frozen until you get to your destination. So that's a great way to order and then take it with you as far as, you know, taking some meats on the road. And that way you don't have to go buy it anywhere else. Place your order today at SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. Hey, by the way, many customers have requested a sightsee, so to speak. So mark your calendars for a special open house at Schulze Family Beef's farm coming up on Saturday, August 8th. From 10 to 4, you're going to see their open house firsthand and their whole operation. And there's going to be plenty of great grilling there as well. But SchulzeFamilyBeef.com is for all the information. SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. That's Schulze, S-C-H-O-L-Z-E, SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. So a couple of different things to kind of discuss here when we talk about the Brewers coming back. I thought it was interesting in the sense that he was talking a lot about the scrimmage yesterday, the battle yesterday, if you will, between Christian Yelich and Woodruff, and the fact that that lightning strike that happened right there as those two guys are kind of battling, and it harkens back to the movie. If you ever saw the movie The Natural, it's really cool, and it's obviously a very good movie, but it's one of those things where in that movie there's a lightning strike as one of the balls fly out over the over the wall, and it's just a, granted, it's very much a dramatic effect for, you know, Hollywood, but it kind of came true yesterday, so that was kind of neat. And also he talks about Lauer. Lauer is coming back. Now, remember, Lauer is coming back, and he's going to rejoin the team, and he was out due to illness. And they reiterated, it is not illness due to COVID. So that's really good. But, again, the big highlight was the battle between Woodruff and Yelich yesterday in the inter-squad game, including the booming storms outside and the lightning struck that took place in the outfield. And you start to think of that movie, The Natural. And for an inter-squad game on day two, I mean, he said that was the moment of the day. The moment of the day. Fire rising, threw the ball really well yesterday. He likes the shape that he came back in from the shutdown. So there's some positives to take away from all of that. So good stuff coming out of Craig Counsell's stuff as well. By the way, the 12 players that the Brewers are bringing in, they've got a lefty, Clayton Andrews, a righty, Phil Bickford, a righty, Antoine Kelly, the lefty, Angel Perdomo, who we all know had tested positive for COVID. The lefty, Ethan Small. The righty, Trey Supach. The center fielder, just outfielder in general, Thomas Dillard. The catcher, Feliciano. The outfielder, Tristan Lutz. The outfielder, Corey Ray. And the infielder, Bryce Terang. Those are all going to be added to that Brewers, that player pool, if you will. Those guys are all going to be with them as well. So there you go. So a lot to get to. Okay, so when we come back, we are going to talk to Steve Ashburner. We're going to go inside the bubble. Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com. We're going to talk with him a little NBA hoops coming up. His teams now have begun to climb inside that bubble, and now they're safe and sound. At least we hope they are. We'll get more on that coming up next on the Bill Michael Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
They are heading to the bubble. Actually, they've gotten to the bubble. Most of the NBA teams arriving in Orlando, I should say, and getting ready for the brief amount of practice time, and then they're going to get this thing back going for real, hopefully by the end of the month. And I'm seeing the ads all over TNT. It looks like July 31st. They're gearing up for this big tournament-esque style of play, and can't wait for it to happen. We just hope it does happen. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good friend that's been here many a time, Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com. You can find him at AshNBA on Twitter, at AshNBA on Twitter. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Are you in the bubble?
No. I'm still at home in my home office in the Chicagoland area. We're awaiting marching orders from the bosses down in Atlanta in terms of how we're going to be deployed. I think the thinking is they're going to try to have us go in sort of a relay team with 2 to 3 week stints, and then pretty much like everybody else, watch games from our sofas and monitor and cover off the pre, post game, and off day teleconferences. So no, I'm not there yet. I assume I'll be down there at some point. It sounds like it would be sort of the second level rather than that embedding in the bubble. But if you're embedded in the bubble, you're talking a 3-month commitment. So, that's a different ask.
Yeah, I'm. I was talking about this earlier this morning. So the protocols they have to follow, living within that bubble, staying there. I guess my first question is, what is the likelihood that players just don't adhere to it?
I think they've even anticipated the potential for that with the 1-800 snitch line that's been installed that, you know, apparently players can call to report somebody breaching protocols. And they also have a pretty stringent re-bubbleizing yourself if you have strayed, if you've left the bubble, if you've gone to downtown Orlando or whatever it is. It sounds like you have to re-quarantine. You have to, you're going to be away from your games and the games you're not playing at that point, you won't get paid for. And then the third thing, and they say this rather ominously, you will be subjected to the more thorough, I think they call it, swab all the way up your nasal cavity test rather than a less invasive and less uncomfortable test. So it's like there's either going to be sort of a physical stick applied if for punishment if you stray and breach the bubble.
We're going up your nose and poking your brain if you come back out of the bubble.
That'd be enough to get my attention. I'll stay put. Thank you.
I have seen a couple of people do that recently, and that it just looks like it hurts. They like lean forward, and you see stars, and you just try to gain your senses for like 5 minutes after it's happened. So, I wouldn't want any part of that. Hey, Steve, we hear so much about guys. Some guys are going to opt out. Some guys are not. In Major League Baseball, Buster Posey just opted out and said, "Up, not going to do it." Are guys feeling pressure to be in this thing because, you know, their other teammates are doing it? You don't want to let your team down. Are guys feeling pressure, or is this sense of, hey, we got a shot at possibly getting into the postseason and playing for rings here? This is the reason we're going.
I think you've got players scattered all along the spectrum. There are many who just want to play basketball. It's what they do. It's when they feel most normal, even if the circumstances aren't. And they want to get going and just sort of get that feeling back that they have some, you know, a little more control over their destinies. You have players that actually think, this is our chance, to win a ring. I mean, LeBron wants to add a ring for his legacy, no doubt about it. The Lakers have as high hopes as they had when this season began. He may have some teammates that feel pressure not to let him down. You know, the sort of normal bonding chemistry team pressures that go on where it's sort of like, well, I have to uphold my end of things. And, you know, probably the Milwaukee Bucks roster has that as well, that this is our best chance. We're being stripped of home court advantage, which, you know, they figured to have over everybody. But, you know, they still think they can and they want to figure out a way to get a championship. This franchise hasn't had one. Many of these players have never had one. There's a belief that if Giannis Antetokounmpo can get a ring with the Bucks, that would sort of let the air out of speculation next season about his future whereabouts. So there are reasons for them to feel that way. And certainly if you're at the lower end, if you're with the Wizards or you're with the Brooklyn Nets, the Sacramento Kings, sure. I mean, isn't it human nature to think like, well, what are we doing here? I'm back here. We're probably going to have 8 games and out. Will it have been worth it to quarantine for and practice for as much time as we're actually going to be playing games? So, you know, I think that you see all normal reactions that a lot of us in everyday life would have.
We talked a lot about Giannis, obviously, and the signing and, you know, the Supermax upcoming. I was reading today an article about the economics of the NBA, how things may change because of the pandemic, and maybe not for just this year, but for the upcoming season, maybe a season beyond that. What do you think changes in the contract structure of what the Supermax may look like and the likelihood of then Giannis signing it and staying in Milwaukee?
Well, I mean, that's still to be discussed by, the league, the owners, and the players' union eventually. I guess the options are essentially the salary cap sort of stays on a roller coaster and goes down proportionately to the basketball revenues. And if there's a big drop in that because of loss of fans in games and a drop in TV ratings, maybe, and, you know, whatever affects the basketball income, you know, if the salary cap goes down commensurately, it would be, you know, a big blow, and contracts could, that, you know, contracts that are signed would be paid. That would be a blow to the teams. That would put them into some serious red ink, potentially. But contracts to be signed would be based off a much lower salary cap and revenue number, because the players get, you know, about 51% of all the revenue. That's the partnership element. So if the owners take a hit, the players take a hit on new contracts, Giannis's new deal would be, you know, significantly less than the $253 million that has been out there based on the good conditions. But the gap between him and what any other team could pay, you know, between the Bucks offer to him and what any other team could pay him would still be rather large. I mean, it could be, instead of being $90 million different from what the Bucks could pay and what some competing team could pay, you know, it might be $70 or $80 million different. So relatively speaking, it would be, you know, still a big pot of money, and that would not necessarily hurt the Bucks. You know, I don't know what to make of it. I tend to think that Giannis's decision will be driven more by basketball considerations than by financial, but you can't sneeze at even a $70 million difference. I mean, that's now, I don't want to be guilty of one thing that I've seen many in the media do in the past, and that's to describe the difference in money as apples to apples. It's a 5-year deal with the Bucks, so it's a difference in guaranteed money. A 4-year deal with an outside team, well, at Giannis's age, I think we can all, including himself, safely presume that when year 5 rolls around, I mean, you know, he won't be, you know, working down at the 7-Eleven. I mean, he'll right. be making NBA money on a new contract. So if you want to say, well, yeah, the 5 years with the Bucks versus the 4 years, that's a $70 million difference, and that's at least, you know, say $30 million different from what, you know, he'll end up after that fifth season is played with a under a new contract. You know, so the gap is not quite as large as those sheer dollars. But, you know, in terms of guarantee, in a league where injuries, you know, are not all that rare, to be able to salt that away and know that it's going to be there, that still matters.
Talking with Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com. Hey, two things before I let you go. One is a historic hire. The first female G League general manager has been hired by the Atlanta Hawks. In today's day and age, in today's climate, how big of a move is this?
Well, I mean, I tend to think, let me put it this way. I think the first female head coach will be a bigger deal than an executive in an office. Mm-hmm. I just think the culture of pro sports, you know, that's when there's going to need to be, you know, a significant shift and, you know, a real open-mindedness, you know, that maybe many of these leagues are not there yet. For a general manager, that's good. I look at sports as one of the few remaining meritocracies we have left. If you're good, you know, you get to play, you get to shine. And I would hope that it would extend to the coaching ranks and to the front office ranks. So if that team does well, that's great. If that team doesn't do well, you know, I don't know that it really matters, you know, gender, race, ethnicity, anything else. I think in sports, you want everybody to do well. You want it to be Lake Wobegon, where everybody's above average. But it's not how it shakes out a lot of times. So good for them for having that opportunity and letting it play out. I remember when Frank Robinson was hired as baseball's first black manager. And, you know, some people at the time said, and he might even have concurred, that you won't, you know, that was great, but you won't really have sort of equality until there's the first black manager who's fired, and that things are just sort of normal. And mm-hmm. So I guess the more representatives, you got to get folks in these opportunities before you can get to that point. So I guess, you know, that's sort of where I stand on this.
Great stuff as always, Steve. I know we're up against the clock. I always appreciate it, and thanks for your time, and we'll talk more once, because they're hitting the courts now for practice. Once this season gets underway, yeah. I'm sure we'll talk again, okay?
You're welcome, Bill.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That's Steve Ashburner, senior writer for NBA.com, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them. 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, if you're looking for a great getaway destination where you can do some social distancing, do it naturally, here are two options. The Pine Mountain Resort and the Four Seasons Island Resort. You can avoid the huge crowds. It's a beautiful mountain retreat. Or a secluded island fun spot. Either way, lots to do, plus casual and fine dining, all with an easy drive. It's a one-tank trip. That's what you're looking for, because not a lot of people are traveling, going through the airports and such now. It's affordable. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, they've got a large, large indoor pool, a nine-hole golf course right there on the island, and then they've got access to a bunch of ATV trails. It's surrounded by water. They have fishing, kayaking. You can rent pontoons. Then there's Pine Mountain Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. It's a ski and golf resort. The official ski and golf resort, by the way, of the Bill Michaels Show. And it's right next to Timberstone Championship Golf Course. But there's plenty to do off the golf course if you don't want to golf. There's whitewater rafting, hiking, boating, and a lot more there as well. Right now, the offer is this. Buy three nights in July, you get two nights free at either location. Buy three nights, get two nights free at either location. Visit PineMountainResort.com. That's PineMountainResort.com or TheFourSeasonsWI.com. That's TheFourSeasonsWI.com. Either place, great place, beautiful scenery. And look for the season of savings rate when you're booking your summer getaway today. But you got to hurry, because it only lasts through the end of the month. That's at both locations. So good, good stuff. When we come back, they're in the bubble, heading down to, they've already headed down to, they're actually getting into the bubble now. The Bucks are there. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Van Horn Automotive. They want to buy your car. Not kidding. They're looking for trade-ins right now. Of all types. Doesn't matter what it is. At any of their Wisconsin or Iowa locations, they're going to buy it. Cross-brand selling, they got it all. From Ferrari to Giro Metro. Your used car has never been worth more. Never. No gimmicks, no pressure, no worry about trade-ins or anything. Sell without the challenges of posting online or meeting strangers who just want to look at your car, processing titles, changing plates, none of that. Visit at any Van Horn location or go to VanHornAuto.com and click on Sell My Vehicle for the Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. And you can see some financing and such. It's all right there. Don't worry about it. But by the way, if you need to finance a repair, don't put your repairs off anymore. Right now, 0% APR for 12 months on any repair up to $2,000. The application's online. It's quick and easy. You can even do it at the service departments. Any one of them can handle your vehicle too, by the way. But you can find a car, you can finance a car, you can trade in your car. You can do everything online. Go to VanHornAuto.com. And to buy your car from the comfort of your home, go to VanHornAuto.com. They practice all the CDC guidelines and such. They take all the measures, wipe everything down. No worry if you want to stop in and get yourself a new vehicle. That is VanHornAuto.com. The Van Horn Automotive Group, they are family-born and employee-owned. Again, go to VanHornAuto.com. That is VanHornAuto.com. The Bucks are in the bubble. They left yesterday to head down to Orlando, and they got into the bubble. There's going to be the intake process. Everybody gets tested. And then once you're in, as you heard Steve Ashburner say, once you're in, you're in. You're not going anywhere. There is some serious, I guess, if you will, ramifications if indeed you do decide to leave the bubble. But They're there now. They're going to start practicing here shortly, and now you just kind of wait and see. By the way, I was reading a couple of different columns. They're picking dark horses possibly to come out of the bubble, and who could possibly win this thing. Some of the teams, no team benefits more from playing in a neutral site than the Mavericks, who were seventh in the Western Conference at the time that the play stopped and unlikely to climb into the top four. But the point differential tells a very different story about Dallas. They were third in the West at 6.1 points per game, far closer than the top two teams, by the way, than anybody else. And playing in a neutral site may benefit them. Predictably, they fit into both ways when a team can underperform at its point differential as well. Dallas has struggled in close games, just going 2-9. But they've been excellent in lopsided games. When they get a big lead, they've been really good in being able to close it out. So that could be one. Behind the Mavericks, the Rockets, the Houston Rockets. And everybody knows they've got two great shooters. By the way, Russell Westbrook and James Harden did not travel with the Rockets to Orlando with the team plane. They say they are going to fly by themselves. So there you go. Two guys who consider themselves superstars and above everybody else are flying separately, I guess. I don't really know, to be honest with you. But nevertheless, those guys are going to be flying on a separate plane down to Orlando. Additionally, Houston, most likely a first-round matchup, looks reasonably favorable. The Rockets split the season series with the Nuggets, but that includes two lopsided wins at home and a loss in Denver. So possibly when you talk about a neutral site, that might be good. The 76ers could hardly be called a dark horse, but only the Bucks come into the season with a better championship pedigree as far as the ability to win it. But without home court advantage, Philadelphia would be favored over, say, the Heat if they end up facing them and a couple other teams when you talk about neutral sites. So three different teams to pay attention to when they get into the bubble and they start this thing that could possibly – they have good numbers – at home and not great numbers on the road, but when you put them in a neutral environment, they would be better. So just kind of keep that in the back of your mind as well. Let's see. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels show coming up because it's the Top 5 Friday. Your top five quarterbacks in the NFL going into this season are who? I'll give you mine. Coming up next on the Bill Michaels show.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.